This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. In this day of social media, what you put on sites like Facebook is out there for the world to see. A powerful reminder of that, 19-year-old Justin Carter, who's in jail in Texas after posting a comment about a school shooting. Nearly 40,000 people have signed a petition calling for his release. NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
In the multiplayer online game League of Legends, the worlds are make-believe, but the competition is fierce. Online taunting in the game can get toxic.
It's very competitive. Emotions get high.
Jack Carter is Justin's dad.
Children, and they're being unmonitored, so you just have this entire subculture of people saying the worst, most nastiest things to each other online, but it's taken in the context that it's a game and it's for fun.
Justin Carter's League of Legends-related trash-talking left the confines of the game in February. He posted something on Facebook that was seen by a larger community.
I don't remember the exact quote, but something to the effect of, I'm crazy, I think I'm gonna go shoot up a school full of kids and eat their still beating hearts.
That obviously is chilling.
It's incredibly inappropriate when you take it out of context, for sure.
Carter says his son followed that Facebook message with LOL and JK, just kidding.
It was a sarcastic remark in response to an insult. He says he's really sorry. He just totally got caught up in the moment of the argument and didn't really think about the implications.
Someone saw his comment and called in a tip to police. Detectives searched his home, seized his computer, and arrested Carter in February. A grand jury indicted him on a terroristic threat charge in April. Today, he remains in the Comal County Jail in Central Texas.
The whole situation is kind of, unfortunate.
New Braunfels, Texas Police Lieutenant John Wells says the case is now in the hands of the district attorney, who hasn't returned our calls.
We definitely understand the situation that Mr. Carter's in. However, he did make the comments, and it is an offense. And like I said, we have to look into it as a police department to protect the general public, and specifically in this case, with an involving school children. We have to act. We take those very seriously.
Carter has yet to get a trial date, but he can't get out of jail because after the indictment, a judge set his bail at $500,000. A stunning amount, says Carter's attorney, Don Flannery.
I have been practicing law for 10 years. I've represented murderers, terrorists, rapists, anything you can think of. I've never seen a bond at $500,000.
Carter spent his 19th birthday behind bars, where life includes getting beat up, according to his dad.
This is his first incarceration, his first charge. And, without getting into the really nasty details, he's had concussions, he's had black eyes. He's been moved four times from base for his own protection. He's been put in solitary confinement, nude for days on end because he's depressed. All of this is extremely traumatic to this kid. This is a horrible experience.
His attorney is hoping to get bail reduced this month so Carter can get out to await trial. His dad is singularly focused on the effort.
I miss my son. He's my friend, and I just want him out. Nobody's life should be ruined because of a sarcastic comment.
A painful reminder of how online comments can have real-life consequences. Elise Hugh, NPR News.